Good morning, everyone. This is RZ from RZ Channel. It has been a while. Thunder season is around the corner, 34 days before the season opener on October 16th against the Warriors. What do we have in store for Thunder basketball this season? I have seen estimates from ESPN which says that they expect Thunder to win approximately 50 games this season. In my opinion, Thunder winning 50 games this season, it will be a disappointment. 50 or lower is definitely going to be a disappointment. I feel the team should at least win 55, and I would rather have the team win 60 games this season. The reason I say 55 is because it's going to take some time to get used to the new folks and things like that. Nevertheless, with Russ and PG in year two together, I think we should be able to do better. But again, I feel less than 50 games is going to be an extreme disappointment, and even 50 games will be an extreme disappointment, in my opinion. There are many reasons why. Number one, cancer is out of there. Number two, Kyle Singler is out of there. So with no Kyle Singler and no Carmelo, I feel the chemistry has to be better. We have a lot of tools. Again, my claim will only be possible if we were all healthy, number one. Number two, and Andre Robertson was at least 85 to 90% healthy from his baseline for all of this to happen. So my prediction for the year is 55 games this season, although I would prefer 60 games. Of wins, the 60 wins this season. So there you have it from RZ Channel. Until next time, have a great and wonderful day. Go Thunder, Thunder up. Good morning, everyone. This is RZ from RZ Channel. The question to be answered is, are Thunder better this year than last year? In my opinion, I feel we are definitely way better. Although we have lost Carmelo, who supposedly is a much more exalted player. Well, the problem with Carmelo was, although he was a very good offensive player, he did not want to be a team player. He did not want to come off the bench. So, in my opinion, getting rid of Carmelo will and definitely help chemistry, number one. Number two is, one of the main reasons we're going to be a whole lot better is because we added Dennis Schroeder. And we didn't lose Raymond Felton. So that makes us a lot stronger in the guard position, number one. Number two, also the fact that we have a backup for Adams, Nerls Nolan. So I feel those two things have really made our team definitely better than last year. Although, in my opinion, we had a pathetic year last year, we still ended up fourth in a very, very tightly contested Western Conference. So in my opinion, other than the fact that LeBron has come to the West, I feel we, the Thunder basketball team, should be able to do much better this year for the reasons I've mentioned. So my answer is yes, the Thunder basketball team is definitely better than last year. And so we would assume that they would perform better as well. Hopefully what I feel is true, and hopefully we get to see some excellent basketball. Again, it's all provided Andre Robertson is healthy and Dennis Schroeder really works out, and your other players we have acquired, especially like the three-point shooter TLC, and I expect a lot from Andre Robertson. Not just Andre Robertson. What's his name? Alex Abrines. Because I think his defense really improved quite a bit towards the end of the year. So I really expect him to start shooting a lot better and have much better defense. So my answer to the question is yes, the Thunder team is definitely better than last year, and I hope they perform significantly better.
Now keep left.
Good evening. This is September 12th, 2018. The news today about Thunder, which is probably going to get a lot of people down, and if you have not heard it yet, you do know that Russell Westbrook had a knee surgery. He basically had a knee arthroscope, which basically is not a very major surgery, just a minor surgery, probably to clean out something in his knee. But what does it tell you? It tells you a couple of things. Number one, whatever happened several years ago with the collision with Patrick Beverley is still lingering. Number two, it is definitely bothering him because last year he had the PRP injection in his knee, and now he's having it scoped again. So in my opinion, yes, it's going to be an ongoing issue. But despite having his PRP injection in his knee, I still think he played pretty decent last year. Almost, had some stellar numbers. Although it's a little bit depressing and a little bit demoralizing, but I feel one way it's not a bad thing. You'll have Dennis Schroeder get his feet wet with the Thunder squad, and he'll probably end up starting, I would think, in place of Russell Westbrook. Or you might have Raymond Felton start. It's going to be very interesting to see who starts in place of Russell, at least during the preseason games. But, as long as hopefully the other people in the team are healthy, I still think we should be okay. Obviously, if you have not heard my other podcast yet, I had predicted 55 wins. This does put a damper on the whole thing. So if Russell Westbrook's start is delayed by about 5 or 10 games, which I don't think is going to happen, then we might have to knock off at least 5 games off my prediction. So my prediction was 55 games for the season, and that might need to come down to 50 or, you know. But if you hear my podcast on that, you would be able to understand what I was trying to allude to. Anyway, it's a little bit of a somber day. I just wish we didn't have to hear this news. On the other end, maybe it's an extremely minor surgery, and he should probably be able to get up and around in a few weeks. Let's see what happens. But so for all your Thunder fans out there, hang in there, and I still think the season is a very long season, and it's better to get all these minor tune-ups done before the season started rather than during the playoffs. Well, that's all for now. Have a great evening with what's left of it. So take care until next time. This is RZ from RZ Channel.